If you know much about tournament fishing, there's no question that anglers really like things that really help them be better fishermen, and that includes rods, reels, and everything else. With me today is Jerry Wright, and he's the CEO of Saveface. Jerry, you got a new product out that has taken the world by storm, and it's really neat and creative. It protects your ears and your eyes and everything else when you're taking those early morning runs.
Yeah, it was one of those products that kind of came to us as we got caught in a really bad hailstorm.
Well, you know, tell me about that. I mean, is it something that, you know, you've got, you talk about a hailstorm or bugs or any of those kind of things, and, you know, that hailstorm probably, you know, set off an idea in your head. What else happened after that?
We're tournament anglers here at Saveface. We were fishing a tournament up at Lake Shasta, which is in Northern California, and second day of fishing, I was on the fish. I was 2 ounces out of first going into the last day. 45 minutes before weigh-in, and my partner, which was the boater, turned around and he was like, oh my gosh. And I turned around and looked over my shoulder, and you just saw this huge black northern storm rolling across the water, and I'm sure we've all been there before. And before that, it was a beautiful day. I mean, we were in shorts and tank tops and flip-flops, and this storm comes rolling in, and I looked at my watch and I said, we got 45 minutes to get back to weigh-in. And Lake Shasta is a fairly large lake, so I knew it was going to take us a long time to get in. So we decided to go ahead and buckle down. And by the time we buckled down, there was like an inch of sleet on the deck of our boat. The winds picked up. There were 2 to 3 foot waves. Temperature went down from 75 to like 37. We're freezing. There's no console on my side of the boat. It was a rude boat. He put on goggles and a knit cap, and we took off back to weigh-in. And we got back to the weigh-in, and it was just one of the worst rides I'd ever had in my entire life. So I decided to go ahead and literally get down on the bottom of the boat and save my face as well as my body from the rain that's pelting us and the wind and the hail. And we get back to weigh in, and he takes off his fogged up goggles and his knit cap. And I look at him, and he looked like he had chicken pox because he had all these little red dots all over his face. And he was like, that just blankety blank 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 sucks. And I said, well, what do you wish would happen? He said, I wish somebody would design a face mask or something that would protect my face from those kind of elements. And I thought, you know, what a brilliant idea. And at that particular time, me and my wife had owned another business, and we were in the process of selling it. And I went back and told my wife, hey, you know, my partner, Paul Fascio, had a great idea. And I told her about the idea. And I decided, you know, what the heck, I'll go ahead and do some research. So I spent a year literally researching everything that was in the fishing industry, helmets, knit cap, goggles, one of those clear plastic bubble-looking things that always fogged up or flew off your head. And I really couldn't find anything that was specifically designed for fishermen. And the more I got into it, the more that I realized that, you know, it's much more than just to protect your face from the elements. It's really about safety, because most boating accidents happen when two people don't see each other because their peripheral vision is cut down. So I designed some prototypes, and I literally flew all over the country and stood on boat docks. And I would talk to people that fish that had bass boats, and I would give them the prototype and let them try it out and run down the lake and come back, and they'd fill out a survey, and then I would give them $100. Well, as I did that, each one of the persons that came back to do the survey was telling me, forget the $100, I want the mask and I'll do the survey. So I realized at that particular time that we had something that was desperately needed in the fishing industry, and no one had ever addressed the problem before. So we made some prototypes, did some more research, and then we went to the ICAST show, and then we went to the Bassmaster Classic. And while we were, the first time we'd even showed prototypes, the who's who of the fishing industry, Bassmasters, Outdoor Life Network, In Fishermen, Hank Parker, Denny Brower, I mean, literally the who's who of the fishing industry were coming up to our booth, and they were just shell-shocked. They were like, oh, finally somebody's figured out a way to save my face from the pain. And Hank Parker even told me, he said, son, you're going to sell the daylights out of these things. And I said, well, Hank, wouldn't it be cool to have a Hank Parker signature series? And he looked at me, and he took me by the shoulders, and he said, son, I couldn't sleep at night if I tried to get you to advertise on my show because you don't need it. This is a product that's been needed in the fishing industry forever, for years, and I wish I'd have had them, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. And the more I thought about it and the more I talked to Hank, you know, I realized that it's not just about the fishing industry and protecting our face and not just about safety. It's the fact that we're athletes. I mean, we go out there, and you can talk to some of the athletes like Deion Sanders that's trying to make a name for himself in the fishing industry. We're athletes. We scream across the lake doing 80, 90, 100 miles an hour, and we fish all day. We get up at the butt crack of dawn. We spend all day on the water, and the more that we do this, the more that our bodies take a beating, especially our face, because the consoles on the boats really don't do anything but push the air up in your face and in your upper body. And the more I tried the mask, the more I realized that we really had a great product, and there was really a need specifically in the fishing industry for it. So we decided to sell the other business and take all of our money and dump it into this business and make a run at it, and that's what we did, and that's where we're at today.
Well, you know, the neat thing about it is, you know, it doesn't have to be just cold weather or bugs or whatever. It can be all applications because it protects your ears as well. Not only does it protect your eyes and your face, but you don't have that wind noise quite as bad either.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because we've had several doctors, I say several, probably 10 to 12 doctors, recommend this to their clients that have been suffering from Bell's palsy. And I had no idea what Bell's palsy was 5 years ago. But after I made the product and I really realized that it protected your ears from the wind, it reminded me of a time like 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, that my dad, which is in Texas, and he's an avid striper fisherman, he got Bell's palsy. And what Bell's palsy is, for you people that don't know, is it's really the wind that whips across your ears over time damages your inner ear nerve. And what that does is when it's damaged, it literally cuts off all muscular facial functions on one side of your face, depending on which ear is damaged. So you look like you get shot in the face with Novocaine like you do at a dentist. Your face droops down, you can't smile, it's hard to eat, and sometimes it's temporary, sometimes it's permanent, but you really never know. And the older you get, and the more that you abuse yourself and your ears to that kind of wind-whipping noise, the easier it is for your ears to get permanently damaged. So it's really a safety product. I mean, a lot of people think it's a cold weather product, but it's really a safety product, not just for your eyes, but for your ears as well.
You know, it's a neat product. I have one. I like it. I really think it's one of those things. As a matter of fact, I use it all the time. When you're running in particular, you know, optically it's very, very good. You've got great lenses now and have improved those dramatically as well.
You know, we've really, when I designed this product and we started off with our original manufacturer, my goal as the president and CEO of the company was to give the customer something that was the best available product out there. We have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars searching for not just the best optically clear lens manufacturer, but also the best coating. And our new lenses are anti-rated. They're optically perfect, and we have military-grade anti-fog and anti-scratch and UV-coated lenses. We're currently selling the product to our troops over in Iraq, and trust me, if it can pass the military specs, it'll easily pass anything the fishing industry can throw at it.
Well, you know, you look at the things about, you know, being able to see through it and rain conditions and all that, but, you know, we have changes of weather, like you mentioned in the storm you were in, and it will fog up. You know, some mask will fog up or glasses will or whatever. Your mask doesn't do that.
Well, it doesn't do that. When we first came out, we had a piece of solid foam, and what we wanted to do was we wanted to not just keep the rain and the wind from going inside the mask and the lens area, but we wanted to create a seal that would actually go around your nose and your eyes to guarantee that it would be, you know, no rain would get in there. And what we found out was that a lot of fishermen wear glasses, and even though the lens doesn't fog up, their glasses fogged up. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to put a little ventilation in there, so we've actually redesigned the foam inside the mask to where it gives you some kind of ventilation. So every new mask that we send out starting last Tuesday, I believe, has got vented foam in it. So we're constantly making upgrades and changes and making the product the best that we possibly can, because we know that as fishermen, we know this for a fact, your vision when you're running at high speeds, it's imperative. You need to be able to read the water. You need to be able to read the wind and the waves that are kicking up, as well as other boats coming at you. Floating debris in the water, your vision is absolutely imperative. And there's been so many boating accidents because people didn't see a log in the water, or they didn't see that wave that, you know, came up out of the blue whenever they rounded a corner, or they didn't see a log in the water. So we feel it was very imperative to make sure that we give the best quality product that we possibly can.
Well, Jerry, as we conclude here, tell me a little bit about price points and then also where I can get them.
Well, you know, we started off relatively high, and we did that for several reasons, but we've dropped the price down now to where we feel like it's extremely reasonable. One of the great things about our product is it's literally a once-in-a-lifetime purchase. Once you buy the product, if you take care of the foam, there's nothing on the mask that should get damaged other than the lens. And when you need a new lens, you just simply call us up or go to your local retailer and buy a replacement lens. And the lenses come in four different colors. They come in clear, smoked, light smoked, amber, and yellow, and they're $19.95 each. So reasonably priced. We've got some So Close series, which is our blims and our refurbs, that are $49.95. And for bass fans, up until, you know, the end of this month, you get 10% off of anything that you buy from us, whether it be a blim or a new mask. Our Blast Off series, which are solid colors, that's red, green, blue, white, and yellow, are $69.95. And then our So Fat series, which are graphic models, which are just cool, they start off at $84.95. And that's at your local retailer. You will pay more money going through the website. You'll pay $5 more if you order it directly from us, because we don't want to compete with our local retailers. But on our website, which is www.fishheads, and we spell heads, H-E-D-Z, .net, that's www.fishheads.net, there's a find a retailer in your local area, and you can click on that and type in your zip code and find a retailer from you, or if you want to, you can pay, you can order directly from the website.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you being with me, and folks, right now I can tell you that it's going to be fall fishing season. That's a great time to be out on the water, and don't be hesitant about being out there if it's a little bit cool, because Fish Heads is taking care of you.
We're trying to take care of you, and the other great thing is that this is the ultimate Christmas present. Fishermen, we have all kinds of toys and gadgets and stuff, but this is actually, we've been called by several large magazines as well as Bass Fan as being the Christmas gift of 05. So this is a great Christmas present for fellow anglers as well as telling your wife that you want one.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.